This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It is August 19th, and it was on this date 180 years ago in 1839 that details of Louis Daguerre's first practical photographic processes were released in Paris. This was huge in the history of photographs, and it was an instant hit. He used chemical reactions to make images with light, an idea that wasn't new, but the process was very slow. In 1816, Joseph Niépce created a rough image using silver salts and a camera obscura, or dark box, but the image faded away quickly. But Daguerre's process cut exposure time down to minutes. His images today are called daguerreotypes. And Carl Fisher constructed on some farmland in the middle of nowhere a test track for cars. But after he was injured in a crash doing some of the testing himself, he began to think of another use for it. So it was on this date 110 years ago in 1909, the first race took place on that track. And soon more races were run, often pitting cars against each other from fledgling companies. Today, that track attracts nearly 400,000 people to watch the Indianapolis 500. And for the record, Ray Haroon driving the Marmon Wasp won the first ever Indy 500 in 1911, taking home a purse worth $14,250. That's a few dollars more than $384,000 today. Well, that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.